Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The NBA All-Star Game had stiff and more important viewer competition. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. LeBron James opposed holding an All-Star Game during the COVID season right up until he tossed a rosin in the air just before tip-off. He figured no one would care to watch it. But despite the game, including scoring adjustments and other gimmicks, James never figured it would lose so much of its audience to two other programs on opposite networks from TBS and TNT. The heavily promoted Oprah interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle ran against the game, and it got almost 18 million CBS viewers, more than double the NBA clown show. It has been the talk of both the American media and the British tabloids ever since. But the special that led right into the interview was over on ESPN, the replay celebrating the 50th anniversary of Ollie Fraser 1 at Madison Square Garden in 1971. All 15 rounds were shown, culminating with the last round in enhanced digital that showed Smokin' Joe's knockdown that assured a victory he was already winning on points. The fight mesmerized, and between rounds came commentary and clips from that year, including Howard Cosell interviewing Ollie and Fraser in the studio, that erupted into a brawl when the greatest called Fraser ignorant as Cosell stayed seated and described a melee. Plus, the stunning report that Fraser nearly died after the grueling bout. And it had so much more important meaning than a game that most players would have preferred skipping. First, it showed people under 50 how exciting boxing was in that era, led by the incomparable Ali, who went on to be an international figure for peace and the Muslim nation in his retirement. It also reminded us how racist was his treatment after he refused induction into the U.S. Army and lost 4 years of his career in his prime while appeals were thrown out and denied in lower courts. Ali never went to prison but sued the organizations that stripped his heavyweight title and his boxing licenses. The case took 4 years to reach the U.S. Supreme Court, which, when getting around to it, ruled in favor of Ali's claim of conscientious objection to the Vietnam War by a vote of 8-0. How long would a white boxer have had to wait to get his lawsuit adjudicated? It was a shameful part of the civil rights struggle that resonates today in the Black Lives Matter movement. This is Archansky. See ya.